shiur today will be regarding Yom Kippur and the loss of Lavi. So we'll begin with the story in Malachim, and the Gemara Moed Katan that speaks about the story regarding the building of the first Beis HaMikdash. The Chanukah of the first Beis HaMikdash, the inauguration of the first Beis HaMikdash, was on Yom Kippur. And the Yidden celebrated for 7 days, and they ate on Yom Kippur that year. They pushed off the fast, they ate, they enjoyed Yom Tov, and it was a huge simcha. So the Rebbe, in the Sikha of Ches Tishrei Tavshinun Beis, mentioned it and said that we can still be Zeicha, that Mashiach comes this year before Yom Kippur, and then on Yom Kippur we'll celebrate the Chanukah of the third Beis HaMikdash, and we won't fast, and we won't keep Yom Kippur the way we would every year. So the source of this inyan.
You said they pushed it off. They fasted a different time.
No, so I shouldn't use the term pushed it off. It was for that year. Welcome. They did not fast Yom Kippur. Correct. Because of the simcha of the Chanukah Sabayis. The Chanukah Sabayis is greater than the mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippur, and they pushed it off.
Malachim.
Yeah, rather. This is a story in Malachim. So in Malachim and the Gemara in
saying, will you find it up your
tail? Yeah, and a chanami. But when you have such a simcha like the Chanukah Sabayis, it pushes it off.
Could it be only that it was the first one?
No, so there's a marker for this var that the Rebbe says that loss of love by the third Beis HaMikdash will be again the same thing in the Zoya. There's a famous Zoya that connects Purim to Yom Kippur. That they both are similar names, and there's the famous var that Purim. And Yom Kippurim is a Kippurim, it's Kippurim. Right? So in the Zohar, the source of what it actually says in the Zohar is Purim Iskarias al Shem Yom Kippurim. The name Purim, the name is connected to Yom Kippur. And what's the connection? So it says in the Zohar, Da'asidin le'is'angobe v'le'shenuyele me'inu lo'oineg. That in the future, it's going to be a day of oineg, and it will be changed from being a day of Inui to a day of Oinek.
That sounds like a permanent change, though, not a one.
So the Lashon of the Zohar, Chayri, you're right, the Lashon of the Zohar sounds like a permanent change. But the Achrayim say that Chayri, it's very difficult to say that he means that the Zohar means to say a permanent change. We know that Zeis HaTeira Leitei Mukhlefes. That if there's a mitzvah in the Torah, you can't say that last day, that mitzvah will cease to be fulfilled at all altogether. So they say that the Zayar is referring to when Mashiach comes, and the Chanukah is based on Mikdash, when Mashiach will come, will be on Yom Kippur, and then on that year, it'll be changed from Inui to Oineg. Yeah, but not that the whole mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur will be pushed off last of love.
So it's the same as B'tayim, right?
Huh? That's been again to the tzimis of that we fast. We
get the
Nabayis. Yeah. So now the question is, to what extent does this go? Does it mean that they ate completely whatever they wanted? They feasted all day, b'simcha gedayla, and they did. There was no remnants of the fast whatsoever. Other you're saying. If they ate, they ate. Very good. So you'll see soon the details here. And then the other shaila that Achrayim speak about is, how about b'negeit to the Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash, the special Aveda of the Karbonis on Yom Kippur?
Did they
that year when they ate? So did they, was everything abolished for the year? They pushed everything off? And they ate, there was no, all the Aveda of the Kohen Gadol and the Beis HaMikdash with all the special Karbonis and the Keteiret that brought the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year, everything was pushed off for that year. Or, no, the Aveda of the Karbonis continued, the Kohen Gadol did his Aveda, why should that be pushed off? Yeah, there's a Simcha, they ate and they drank and they enjoyed, but not, didn't affect the Aveda of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the shaila.
When to wake up Shlomo Melech, it was in Kippur morning?
When what?
When to wake
up. Yes, Shlomo, when did he put up the Beis HaMikdash?
No, when they went to wake up him up.
the story that they woke him up.
It was the next morning. When he didn't get up? No, it was that morning.
That morning. Kippur in the morning.
When he didn't get up on time.
Yeah.
For the Chanuk Demayis.
Right. Chayda didn't Kippur in the morning, yeah.
He wasn't keeping whatever. Kippur either, in
another way. So, here's the story. The Rambam, when in the beginning of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, the Rebbe brought this Rambam also, the Rebbe spoke about this diyuk. The Rambam starts off and says, B'yoyim hatzayim makrivin tamid shal shachar, and he goes on to describe the avedas that were done, and the special avedas that were done on Yom Kippur. The term that Rambam uses is B'yoyim hatzayim. Not B'yoyim HaKippurim, but B'yoyim hatzayim, which is mashma, that if there's no tzayim, then the special karbonis of the day don't apply. So in the first place of Mikdash, when they didn't fast, there was no tzayim, karbonis don't apply. As they come tais, and if Mashiach comes this year, still could come. The Rebbe said the sicha ches tishrei tonight, this date, then there'll be no karbonis at all. What would take be the explanation for such a thing? Chayda. They had like a simcha of eating and drinking. The Gemara in Moed Katan there says, "Ein simcha b'loy achil ushtia." Reason why they ate and drank is because if you can't eat and drink, then that there's no union of simcha to express the simcha. There has to be achil ushtia. But why abolish all the karbanis? So the Achrayim say that the hesber is according to the lashon of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, "What is the reason we fast in Yom Kippur? Why are we fasting?" So the lashon of the Chinuch is. We're only fasting on this day in order that we should be fit to be makabel the kapara. So therefore, yeshleimar, that the kapara that's caused by all the karbanis, so then we're fasting to be a keli, to be makabel the kapara of all the karbanis. So these two things are linked. There are the karbanis brought, the special karbanis brought on the base of Mikdash to bring about the kapara. And the Yidden are fasting to be a keli, to be makabel that kapara. If the Yidden are not fasting, so then they're not in that position for this kapara, at least not in this way. So then their karbonis are not brought either. They go together, as is mashma. Even more than this,
they're going to lose out on the kapara.
So the kapara comes in a different way. I don't know.
Yeah, it can't stay away.
From a higher source in a different way.
Because then I it's a good thing we don't get it the kapara. The kapara we want.
What?
Then the Rebbe says you don't say tachlin, you get it higher. It's the same thing.
Right, so that's the chayav of the point, like you're saying. Again, simcha could accomplish more or... without saying any tachnon, so the kapara is memel, it's even higher. There's the lashon that the Meiri in the Gemara Moed Katan, he says as follows, very clear words. Chanukas binyan shleima hekrivu b'yom kippurim karbanas shal simcha bulbad. They only brought simcha. They brought karbanas of simcha. All the other karbanas, the soy, the shnei sirim, one was soy la zazel, one was lashem. They didn't bring any other the kateres. That wasn't brought at all. Shlomim, they brought shlomim va'ochlum l'kayin mitzvah simcha, and that's the kayin the mitzvah of simcha.
They might have brought the mutzvah.
He says bulvad karbanas shal simcha bulvad.
Yeah, but Mitzvah brought the karban tamid.
Okay, the karban tamid and begin by shal shachar. Karban tamid shal ben arba'in. Okay, we'll see soon about the karban mussus. The meiri. Nukas bin yishleima kriva biyam kippurim.
The one thing that they're all tied together is that the kohen gadol did everything. That's the unique thing.
Correct. All the avodah from the tamid.
So that's very unique.
Yeah.
So did he have to do it then also? It's not enough.
Not, if it wasn't a special avodah.
Right.
Yeah, now also the actual lashon that the Gemara says in Ma'at Katan, according to the Gersa that we have in our Gemara, if you take a look, the lashon of the Gemara there is that in that year, Loy Osu Yisrael Es Yom HaKippurim. The Yidden did not keep Yom Kippur. It doesn't refer specifically to the eating and drinking part. It says Loy Osu Yisrael Es Yom HaKippurim, which is mashma, they didn't celebrate Yom Kippur at all. Not eating, not the fasting, and not the kabbalas. That's on one hand. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gemara has a different gersa. He's not gaydus le'osi Yisrael Yom Kippurim. Changes one word. He says, Oysei Shana le'tzom will be Yom Kippurim. Instead of osu tzom, they didn't fast. which is mashma, that only the fast was pushed off. But the karbanis were in place, and that's also, the Gemara there says, that why did they eat and drink? Because there's no simcha, ein simcha b'lo achil l'shtia. But the actual karbanis, there's no reason to push it off. They were makriv all the karbanis as it was done Ari Yom Kippur. So that is mashma according to the girsa of Rabbi Nechanan. Even more, there's other achreinim that say, why taka did Shlema Melech choose to make Chanukah Sabayis on Yom Kippur and push off the fast? Couldn't find another day. There was no other day of the year available. Dafka on Yom Kippur and push off the fast. What was the inyan? So the achreinim say, the reason is because he wanted, when he was inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash, to be mechanech the Kodesh HaKadosh, the holiest place of the Beis HaMikdash. And how you mechanech the Beis HaMikdash? With an Aveda. You do an Aveda, that's how you mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. When you do the Aveda in the Kodesh HaKadosh, only on Yom Kippur. You bring the Ketores, Lefnei V'Lefnim. So he was mechanech the Beis HaMikdash on Dafka, on Yom Kippur. So the Aveda, the first, the Aveda of the day, of that day, not Mamsh the first, but the Aveda of that day, on the first day, should be in the Kodesh HaKadosh.
How do you do Chanukah, the whole Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, so...
According to before, you said only the Shlomim was...
Right. So I'm pointing out that this is... So if this is another opinion here. From the Lashon of the Rambam and Befeidish in the Me'iri, it's mashma that there was no Aveda of the Karbanis of Yom Kippur at all on this day. Not only did they eat and drink, no Aveda of Karbanis. But other Achreinim say, according to the Gifts of Rabbeinu Chananel, they didn't fast. But the Aveda of the Karbanis remained. Adarav, that was the whole Kavana.
Right.
He wanted to have the Aveda and the Kodesh HaKadosh. Okay. That's one Indian over here where you see clearly a machlekes about this. Now, when you get to the eating and drinking itself, and this ties back in also when you get to the whole question of the Aveda, but first when you get to the eating and drinking itself, so the Tosfos HaRosh on the Gemara there says that by the Simcha of the Chanukah HaMikdash, the achilu shtia that they ate, what were they eating? So he says, they were eating from the karbonis. Because he asks the question, why do they have to eat and drink? It can't be besimcha without eating and drinking. Why do they have to eat and drink? Right, so he says, what he asks a step further, and who says the Chanukah Sabayis has to be besimcha? Yeah, ain't simcha, but is there a pasuk somewhere in the Chumash that it says that the Chanukah Sabayis has to be besimcha? I mean, this really goes to the question that you were asking in the beginning, that there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to fast Yom Kippur. So you build a Beis HaMikdash, so you have to have a pesanada mitzvah sasei, something to be deichet. Right. Where in the Torah does it say that there's a mitzvah of simcha b'chanukah sabayis? That's, in essence, what the Torah is asking.
There is a mitzvah
of
simcha.
Yeah, okay. But epesamokir, does it say anywhere? So he says, no, there's like a no mokir that Chanukah Sabayis has to be b'simcha. Elamai, he says that it does say, b'nigeya to the Chanukah Sabayis, v'zavachto shlomim v'achalto shom v'samachto. I don't remember now exactly where this pasuk is, but it says it regarding when you build a Beis HaMikdash, stam in Parshas Re'ei, v'zavachto shlomim, right. V'zavachto shlomim v'achalto shom v'samachto. So you have to shech the shlomim. And it says v'achalto shom v'samachto. So therefore, from the Tosfos HaRosh, it's mashma that really there was no heter to stam eat and drink b'chlal. The whole thing was that when you inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash, there is a mitzvah to bring to shech the karm shlomim and to eat karm shlomim and to have simcha with what you eat from the karm shlomim. So now the question becomes: does that mean that to eat and drink b'chlal is mutter? Once they could eat from the Karban Shlomim, does it become mutana to eat b'chlal, anything? So this is a famous shayla. This Indian is a famous shayla in the Gate Yom Kippur. What happens in the case we have Rahman al-Tzana Chaylish Yesh B'Sakana? And he has to eat. And he has to eat more than the shear. And he already broke the fast of Yom Kippur. So do you say, once he broke the fast of Yom Kippur, that, okay, if he's not fasting, if he broke the fast, so then he can eat as much as he wants. There's no chiluk. Or do you say,
Kiddush also.
Kiddush, yeah. If he has to eat, we should make Kiddush, yeah. Now the yava and everything. Or do you say, Taki, you have to break his fast to go out of a sakana. But once he goes out of that sakana, he goes back to the obligation to continue the fast. Whatever he needed for to take him out of the sakana, he uses a heter. But for anything else, there's no heter. So there's a big arichas about the sinyan and the shayinim and achrein. I'm not going to go through the whole inyan now, but just the kitzer, the point is that the reason why by Yom Kippur this is a question where there's an argument about is because the isur of eating on Yom Kippur is obviously different than any other isurim of eating things. If you have an isur to eat something which is not kosher, so the etzem thing, the etzem food itself is not kosher. So the person is in a situation, it's not a chiyuv on the person to fast. You have food that's a nevela, treifa, that's not kosher. And a person, let's say, needs to eat in this food and it's going to save his life. He's allowed to eat it. But it's obvious in that case that if he ate it and now he's out of a sakana, we're not going to say that once he ate his nevela setreifa, so he says, so I can bite the rest of the full avil. Obviously not, because the thing is also bad. The cheftza, the etzim thing is a tome, it's also. Elamai, that matzav of sakana, he's allowed to eat it. But over here by Yom Kippur, though, it's not, the food is not a davar tameh.
The zman is also.
The zman is
one unit of the day.
But first, before you get to the zman, but the food itself is a davar amuter.
Right.
So maybe once you don't have the whole day, so then the food batz of his mutter, you can continue eating. So that's the point here. It depends. The lashon that it says in the pasuk when I get to you in Kippur is me erev. Ad erev tishpusu shabbatchem, I believe. So there's a machlekes rishainim, I think. So machlekes rishainim, harat haishus me erev ad erev. The pashto pshat of me erev ad erev is me erev ad erev, which means it has to be complete, full, the 24-hour period. And actually, with even Pesach Yom Kippurim, add a little bit. And if you don't have me erev ad erev, so then you don't have the mitzvah. The inui, the mitzvah of inui is one mitzvah of me'erev ad erev. So once you broke it, so you don't have that mitzvah anymore. So it's the person could eat. But others say no. Me'erev ad erev, Taka says me'erev ad erev, but every single second in that unit of time, me'erev ad erev, every single second, there is another mitzvah that takes effect that you should fast within this time period, me'erev ad erev. He's just telling you when it starts and when it ends. But every single second, there's another mitzvah you have to fast. If this moment I couldn't fast, say it. So you have a heter to eat. But if the next second you could, you have to fast. So the same applies over here also, v'nigei too. According to the Taisus HaRosh, that the whole Inyan that they ate by the Chanukah Sabayis was only for the Karbonis Shlomim, v'zavach, because it's based on the Pasuk, v'zavach to Shlomim, v'achal to Shlomim, v'samach to. So, l'chayre, yesh makam loimar, anything besides that, maybe there was no heter to eat at all. Okay. But there is another opinion that's brought in the Shittim HaKibetzes. Over there, he brings from Rabbi Chil Miparis, he's one of the Bali Taisvas, and he,
the Karban Pesach, no?
Yeah, he's the one that held. He could bring a Pesach, right?
All the Shiurim are coming together.
So Rabbi Chil Miparis says clearly that there is the Inyan of Simcha b'Chanukah Sabayis, not just to bring a carbon and to eat from the Karbanis, but he brings a pasuk to Smachtam Lufnei Avaya Lekeichem. The pasuk is smachtam lufnei avayel kechem. It says it by lulav. It says it a few places. It says the pasuk is smachtam lufnei avayel kechem also goes on the Chanukah Sabayis, that there's a mitzvah to eat and to be besimcha, and the only way you could be besimcha is through eating and drinking by Chanukah Sabayis. So it's not only in connection to the karbanis. And be honest, this is also, this whole story is also described in the Medrash. And the Medrash describes the Befeirish, as Uhu Chag Zayin Yomim, that when they, by the Chanukah Sabayis, they made it a Chag for 7 days. And the Medrash says they ate, they drank, they lit Neiris every day, especially for it. So it's Mashma, not like what it says in the Taisus HaRosh, that they ate and drank was just because there's an Inyan to bring Karbanis. The way to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdosh is through Karbanis, and those Karbanis have to be eaten. From the Medrash, and like I said, Rabbi Chilma Paris spells it out clearly. No, there's a mitzvah of simcha to celebrate through simcha by the Chanukah Sabayis. So, this also ties into the previous Shaila. Was the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh annulled when they were celebrating and eating and drinking. According to the Taisus Harash, if we're going to say that according to the Taisus Harash, the eating and drinking was limited to the Karbanos Shlomim that they brought to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash, if even the eating and drinking is very limited and it wasn't pushed off completely and they still fasted like a regular Yom Kippur, it's not mustavit to say that according to the Taisus Harash, the Avedah of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash was pushed off. L'chayre the Avedah of Yom Kippur continued. And Lamai, besides all the Karbanos that were brought in connection to Yom Kippur, there were other Karbanos Shlomim that were also brought for the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's just that the Beis HaMikdash was very, very busy that day with the Karbanos that were being brought for the Chanukah Sabayis.
Karbanos Shlomim was every Yachid?
No.
What was there enough flesh for you in the Tzvesen?
They brought enough, I guess, for everybody. It wasn't the Shalom Shlomim of a Yachid, it was the Chayda Shlomim brought to the Tzibur. Okay, let me just conclude going back to the Rambam that I brought in the beginning. The Rambam, when he starts describing the special Karbanos in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, when he starts describing the Karbanos that were brought in Yom Kippur, the Rambam uses the term Yom Tzayim, not Yom HaKippurim. But the interesting thing is, and this you mentioned before, is that when the Rambam talks about the Karbanos Musaf that were brought in Yom Kippur, there he does use the term Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim. So there's a distinction here. When it comes to describe the special additional Karbanos that were brought on this day for the purpose of the Kapara, whether the Sar Lazazel, the Sar Lashem, and the Ketaydes, there he says Yom Tzayim. When it comes to the Karban Musaf, he says Yom HaKippurim. What's the Pshat? So the Chayit is Pashit, because Yom Kippur is a Yom Tiv just like any other Yom Tiv. Just like on Shabbos and Yom Tiv, there's a Karban Musaf. A Yom Kippur, there's Karbanos Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash as well, mitzvah the fact that it's a Yom Tiv and it needs additional Karbanos to celebrate the Yom Tiv. So he uses the Lashon Yom HaKippurim. The Negeya to the special Karbanos that are brought for the Kapara of the day, not for the fact that it's a Yom Tiv, but for the Kapara of the day, that's connected to the Yom Tzayim. As I mentioned before, the Chinuch says that the reason why we're fasting is in order to be roi to receive that kapara. So therefore he uses the term Yom Tzayim. So he's distinguishing between the Karbanos Musaf and the Karbanos that are brought especially for the kapara. So possibly there's a difference over here. Right. So according to this, you can even maybe go a step further. When the Rambam uses the term Yom Tzayim, you don't necessarily have to be medayik that the Rambam is saying that these karbanos are only relevant and are only brought when you are actually fasting. The Rambam just wants to define and separate that there are two different categories of karbanos. There are categories of karbanos that are shayach to the chag, the yom tiv. And just like every yom tiv deserves a karban musaf, Yom Kippur is also a yom tiv. And then there's the category of karbanos that are shayach to the tzayim, to the kapara of the day. Whether you're actually fasting or not doesn't necessarily matter. That's not what creates the obligation of the carbon. But he's using the term Yom Tzayim to distinguish that this is a separate category of karbanos connected to the kapara that's to be brought even if you didn't the poil fast. Okay, so Mosaic is on the Karav Mamish this year. Chanukah is based on Mikdash HaShlishi and to celebrate Yom Kippur, B'Simcha, B'Achil HaShtiyah.